to another episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. This is a podcast about storytelling, fatherhood, music, poetry, literature, the creative process, theology, and the perils of trying to live the good life. I am Jason Farley, author, teacher, pastor, and publisher at Jovial Press. You may have noticed that we have a new way of tagging our podcasts on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. That should hopefully help you enjoy the podcast experience. So instead of mine listed as the Westminster Confession of Funk, you'll find it just listed as WCF, and then the title of the particular episode. Hopefully that slimlines everything, speeds everything up. Now, today I have a wonderful poem for you from Malcolm Guite. It's a great poem that he wrote after he was going to speak someplace, and when he went to make photocopies of his poem, it jammed up the photocopier, and somebody told him that his poetry was jamming their machine. And he wrote this really wonderful villanella called On Being Told My Poetry Was Found in a Broken Photocopier. My poetry is jamming your machine. It broke the photocopier. I'm to blame, with pictures copied from a world unseen. My poem is in the works. I'm on the scene. We free my verse, and I confess my shame. My poetry is jamming your machine. Though you berate me with what might have been, you stop to read the poem just the same, and pictures copied from a world unseen, subvert the icons on your mental screen, and open windows with a whispered name. My poetry is jamming your machine. For chosen words can change the things they mean, and set the once familiar world aflame with pictures copied from a world unseen. The mental props give way on which you lean. The world you see will never be the same. My poetry is jamming your machine with pictures copied from a world unseen. This is such a wonderful poem. It does what so much great poetry does, which is take something that you've run into in daily life, here, there, you make photocopies, things get jammed, and it takes that and shows us the lesson within that event, the thing that we can see, or that the poet sees, that hopefully he helps us to see as well. That poetry really can jam up our machine, can change around the way we see the world. In fact, one of the reasons I love this poem is because Jesus is constantly jamming our machines. That is just about the best description of the incarnation that I can think of. Jesus was sent by God to jam up the machine. He threw himself right there into it, was eaten alive by it, jammed it up, and really destroyed the way the world worked before so that it could be rebuilt, redone. He jammed it so that the world could discover that it had been jammed by sin all along and needed to be unjammed. He became sin for us and then jumped into the machine, jammed it, and we discovered the machine was jammed all along and we didn't even know it. Colossians 1, I'm going to start at verse 13, has this wonderful description of what the incarnation did, how the incarnation jammed up the way the world worked so that it could be undone. Jesus has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Jesus jammed our machine. And it's a gift when God comes along and jams our machine. He did it in Christ in an ultimate way, and continually in our lives, God comes along and jams our machine. That's what God does. He steps towards us, and he quiets the noise with his stories, with beauty, with dramatic tension, with food. He gets our attention, jams our machine, so that we can move towards him as he moves towards us with answers, with his presence, so that he can teach us to trust him. He jams our machine with questions, with drama, with pain, with tension in the waiting to know. All these are tools that he uses to open gates between us and himself. He jams our machines to lift our chins up so that we will look at him and come to him for answers, for his presence, for satisfaction, for relief. And he does this because it's how he teaches us to trust him. Every time he jams our machine, we learn that we can trust him. We learn that he can give us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding that we need, and that he jams our machine so that we will come to him for those things. And I'm a teacher, and so I'm constantly thinking, how can I jam the machines of my students? And I know that so often I give them a question that's beyond them, that maybe they haven't thought about, that jams up their machine. God is jamming your machine regularly. When you have eyes to see it, you can see that he is active in your life all over the place. The Spirit of God is constantly taking the work of Christ, jamming the machines of the old world, jamming the machine of the old Adam in you, so that he can transform the world to what it was intended to be, so that he can move you more and more towards the new man, more and more into the new Adam, so that you will become the person that he created you to be. He jams our machines for our own good. So open your eyes. Look around for the ways that God is stalling you, stalling your life, stalling your movement towards the old world, towards the old way of doing things, so that he can grab you by the chin, lift your eyes up to him, and teach you what it looks like to imitate his son Jesus Christ and be the kind of person that jams the machine of the world around you. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk. If you haven't considered becoming a member of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, you really should go check it out. You can find a link in the show description so that you can go over and become a member of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. There's lots of great extra content, and it makes it possible to have more shows, higher quality shows, and more regular content from the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Thanks for joining me. You can find more from the Westminster Confession of Funk when you check out my blog hosted by the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. You can find my books at Amazon.com, and you can visit Jovial Press for more. Keep it funky, people.